Father in heaven, we come to you this night with a heart of thanksgiving, thanking you for all every good and perfect gift that you bestow upon your people. And we thank you for that marvelous privilege of knowing you as our Heavenly Father. Father, we know that a father loves his children, but you're above any, beyond any degree, above any imagination of anybody, anyone in this world. You're spectacular as a Heavenly Father, and we thank you for the provisions, and we thank you what you do for us, and we thank you that you remain constant all the time, and we thank you that you're always available, and we thank you that your eye is on the righteous and your ears open to their cries. Father, we thank you that your eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show yourself strong on behalf whose heart is made perfect toward you. Lord, we just thank you. We give you praise and honor. Lord, I have no idea what you want to say tonight, but I pray that you'd speak mightily. Father, I pray that you'd touch us from heaven. Oh, Lord, I see right now, and what you're showing me is our sight is very dim. That's, oh, Lord, that's, oh, hallelujah. Father, I pray that our eyes will be open, that spiritual light. Father, we might refrain from the things of darkness, the pitfalls that come our way to distract us, to disturb us, to take away our testimony, to take away our love that we have for you, for our existence, Lord God. The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. And Father, he's working very hard, we know, but we know that you're greater than he, and we thank you that you're greater than the things that we face. And Father, we just give you praise, glory, and honor. Father, I just pray that you'll speak in a very direct way, a very powerful way. You know my heart, I can't even guess what you want to say tonight, because I didn't even know, I deliberately don't know. I'm waiting upon you. Father, I pray for the gigantic power from heaven to open the windows of heaven. Father, I pray that you'd pour a blessing upon everyone that hears these words tonight. It'll be like syrup from heaven, heavenly sunshine come in their life, and you'll open their hearts up to bring lasting manna, lasting supplying of that heavenly joy, that heavenly blessings, that heavenly freedom that comes upon your people, that they become free from the cares of this world and they become alive unto you. And Father, we thank you that you're so real, you're so mighty, you're so glorious, you set us free, you deliver us. And Father, we thank you for all that you are the great I am. We thank you that you are the great liberator. You're the one who sets captive free. Father, we thank you that you put our sins in the sea of forgetfulness, and you never even remember them no more. And help us not to remember them also, Lord God, that we'd not no longer look back the plow after you've cleaned us up. We just keep on looking forward toward you, and that's what your word says. We're to keep our eyes looking toward heaven. And Father, we sure pray for a mighty blessing upon your people this night. For those who are discouraged, I pray that you'd open the windows of heaven this night. Bless them. Touch them. And Father, for our sister that's going through that situation is called Brother Clint, I pray that you'd bring healing to her body this night. Father, I claim a miracle from heaven. I pray, Lord God, that you'd open her for that needs to have that touch from heaven. I pray, Lord God, move a supernatural healing. Father, a supernatural power, a supernatural joy, a supernatural blessing. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you're forever faithful. And we thank you that you're not slack concerning your promises, as some men count slackness. But your long-suffering, us were not willing, and any should perish. But all should come to repentance. And Father, we know that you have a plan for man. And that plan is for every man, every woman, every person upon this planet Earth to make heaven. Your desire is to see every one of us in heaven. And Father, we just pray that you put a want in the people's hearts, that they want to serve you. Lord, put them, they can do all things through you which love them. And Father, I pray, Lord God, I know if your people will just try, you will help them, you will strengthen them, you'll bless them, you'll overtake them with great blessings, great power, great anointing. And Father, we pray for the hearts of your people this night. We pray for those who are struggling in life this day. Father, for the churches that have went down to the place of not almost non-existence, where there's no power. And Father, I pray, Lord God, for those who have lost that first love, who have lost that what they once had years ago, that peace that they have in their heart. And this day they find themselves as a vagabond. They're going around and they feel the evilness. They're feeling the dread. They're feeling the despair. I pray, Lord God, that you speak to these. Set them free this night. Set the captive free. I pray for the mighty blessing from heaven. I pray, Lord God, the Holy Ghost would come down in the churches of God in a mighty way, and they would bring forth a revival. Lord God, that you'd shower down the heavenly rain from heaven. I pray that you'd break all the powers of darkness. Set those free and set the power from heaven down in such a way, Lord God, that there will be a reservoir of blessings upon your mighty hand. Father, I just give you glory. I praise you this night, and I thank you that you're real. I thank you you're forever faithful, and I thank you that you're coming back very soon. And I just give you praise, glory, and honor, and I thank you, Lord, for that wonderful love. I thank you for that wonderful power, and I thank you that whatever comes out of my lips this night, I have done nothing for it, and that you get all the glory. I have not even prepared. I have never did nothing. I did it deliberately, Father. I'm waiting upon you this day that you would do this mightily. And thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. I don't want man to be able to say that I had anything to do with it. I want you to get all the glory, all the praise. Hallelujah. That I'm just a zero. I'm just a zero. I'm not even a dot. I'm a zero in the dot. I'm not nothing, Father God, but you're everything and you're forever. I feel your glory coming down. I pray for that positive move tonight from heaven. I pray that you'd bind all hindering powers of darkness. Father, I pray that you'd bind the powers of this one that has these bound, that they might be set free this night and be liberated by the Spirit of God. Where your Spirit is, there is liberty. And Father, we claim for a gigantic power of liberty this day to invade your people and set them free this night from the very crown of their head to the very sole of their feet, that they might be on fire from heaven. Lord God, give them a new mind, a new heart, a new direction, a new calling, a new work from heaven. I pray that you'd move their heart in a very positive, in a very gigantic way, a positive relationship, Lord God, in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his power. We thank you for what Jesus did. Jesus, I thank you that you put that sacrifice that you paid upon Calvary's cross, that your life, as you gave it freely, that we can live this day and we can have the power of your Spirit here this night. Where your Spirit is, there is liberty. And Father, we thank you that Jesus, that same Spirit that lifted up Jesus, is here to help us this day. He, the Holy Spirit, is here to help us, to manage our lives, to bless us, to encourage us, to enrich us in a very wonderful way, in a very lasting way. And Father, we thank you for the privilege this night of knowing you as a Lord and Savior. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Boy, God is real. God's coming back very soon. The Bible says that knowing the time, now it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off all the works of darkness, and let us put on the whole armor of light. Father, I thank you in your word there declares that we have responsibility as Christians to do these things. That we put on the whole armor of light, that we abstain from all the appearance of evil, that we do these things, you're going to bless us. You're going to move upon us as only you can. And I believe that we're living in a time when there's great destruction of wrong spirits. And I won't argue with nobody. I know they're wrong. It's hard to live when there's so many wrong spirits and live a truly an overcoming life. But I believe with all my heart, the Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, that I'm going to say a little different. When the enemy comes in, I'm going to say this is the way it should be. Like a flood, God shall raise up a standard against him. The other way is when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord by God shall raise up a standard against him. But this last way, that when the enemy comes in, like a flood, God raises up the standard. There's a lot more to it, more emphasis on the power of God and that latter way. And that's the way a lot of the scriptures are. It's more of the emphasis. If we'll put the emphasis where it should be, they're positive. There's nothing minus in the spirit, the words of God. God's word is forever true. God's word will last through the heavenly. And the words that we're speaking right now is going out and as a a witness to God. God's coming back very soon. He's coming for a peculiar people in the hearts of the world. They think that but we're not peculiar in God's eyes. We're just what we should be. Peculiar means that you're a little different from the world. And the Bible says that God says, because come out from among this world and be separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you. It should not be any problem for us to want to come out from this world, because we shouldn't be able to see anything in this world that truly we want. It's all mixed up. It's up and down. It's topsy-turvy. There's no relationships in this world that are lasting. The things that we have for God will last now and last while we come into heaven and through heaven, and for that period, for eons, for time will be no more. It's going to be such a wonderful place, and we'll say, I'm so glad that I went all the way with Jesus. And those ones who have missed out that day say, why didn't we work just a little harder? Why did not we work harder? Because we got a great prize. The prize means eternal life. And that eternal life while we're here is just short-lived. It's for just a few days. It's like the vapor which caught up in the heaven. It's gone a little bit. It's like the grass that comes today and through the springtime, and by now it's gotten parched and that grass is dry, and that's the way our lives are. They're only for a few moments. It's for that few moments we have a right and a time that God favors us in such a way that we can accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we can be filled with the Spirit of God, have the anointing upon us, walk in His blessings forevermore. God wants to have a people that will have their eyes looking toward Him. A people that will look not for things of this thing, but they will look beyond the things. The Bible says, look not at things that are seen, but look for the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Too many of us, as God's Christian people, we look at things, we try to examine it, and we just let it go and leave it in God's hand. Many times we get back and we start arguing, we start comparing, we start judging on areas that have nothing to do with our Christianity. That's a way that Satan has to distract us from the goals that God has before us. Many times we're distracted from the enemy. Not really bad things, but distracts us because our mind is pulled away. It's pulled into a place, and we find ourselves like a ship in a harbor. We can't get out of that harbor because we're bogged up. We can't find the fog is too thick around us. And that's why we are. We're bogged up. We're not really great depth sinner, but we need to be set free. And many times that ship, when it gets out to sea, he's set free. And that's the way we are. We need to have our lines on God. We need our vision toward God. And that way, there's no restitution for the things we've done. They will be. Many people have done many bad things, and there comes a time and God forgives them, but there must be restitution as much as possible. And many people have not paid restitution. Many people have not even sought out that they should be at least sorry for the things that they have done, that they would want to no longer be living in sin, but they want to be a blessing. It should mean something for us to live for God. It should mean something that we have a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, that God cleanses with that heavenly blessing. He cleanses that we can move in heaven. We can move. Heaven is with us. Heaven's there to help us daily. Can't we see it? God is with us. The imps of hell are here surrounding us continually. But the Spirit of God is alive. God's well, and He wants to move upon His people in a very great way, a very hearty way. And the Spirit of God can be real. We can be favored from the things of heaven. We find our bodies fatiguing because my body right now, but there's going to be very shortly, we're going to have new bodies. If we'll just remain faithful, this old body that God's given us, yes, He and God will mend us. He will help us. He will lift us up. He will anoint us that we can keep going on when there's no feeling in ourselves that we can keep going. But God, having done all to stand, God will stand with you. He will be all by your side. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. His eyes are over your righteous. And when you come under His umbrella, God will keep you. He will settle you. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. That means that we're going to have a positive belief in our God, that my God is going to bring me through. I don't know how, but He's going to bring me through. If no way else, I'm going to go up to heaven. He's going to spread. When I get to heaven, I'll be healed. I'll be set free. God's on the the wonderful side, and he is on the side that's good. The unjust side is the side that comes against us constantly, takes away our joy, takes away our, we have no charisma, we don't have no love, we don't have the fulfillment. Many of us are troubled, and God doesn't want us to be troubled. The Bible says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, for God has given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So many of God's people are troubled, so many people of God's people are fearful. So many people, God's people, are living in judgmental avenues. They're judging one another, because when we come to a place of unrest, we automatically we go into a mode. It's not in the spirit no longer. So what we'll do? We go into judging. We go into bargainings. We go into things that's not even any of our business. God's in the business to save us. We're to uplift. We're never to put down anyway. We're to encourage. We're to strengthen. We're to pray that all men's hearts will be favorable toward God. We pray. We don't pray for a man to get judgment. We pray that he'll be blessed. We pray that God will move mightily upon his people. It's not our department to judge. It's not our department to inspect. It's God. He will, if we will do our part and come and intercess for God, pray for those who despise and use us, pray for those that come against us in a mighty way, God will set you free. He will give you an honest heart and honest day, and God will bless you forevermore. There are too many people in those last days that do not have an honest heart. Their hearts are not honest. They're partially for God, but there's partly down here. There's evil, and God doesn't want the mixture to be in our lives no longer. God wants to be set free, that we'll be on fire, that we'll no longer cantankerous, but we will be a blessing. No longer we'll be a crab, but we'll be a lamb for God. We'll be having our fleece glorified, God. We will be a vessel of praise. We'll be that vessel of honor, that we will not share our sin life with nobody, because we don't want that. We're going to share our good life with those around us. Too many of God's people are sharing the sin life, and that sin life has brought the church down, God's people down to a place that they're lost. The sweet aroma of God. Their sins have brought them down. Today, there's going up. A heaviness is upon God's people. A heaviness is destroying God's people. The heaviness breaks that heart of love. That heart gets stooped over. That heart is bound. That heart, so wicked, despisingly, it despises everything that comes its way. These hearts need to be kept in order with God. And many times our hearts fail us because we're not, our heart is not where it should be. We look in the outside, we look, well, everybody thinks everything, but down in our heart, everything is not really right with God. God wants to have us a heart of love, a heart we will pray through. What's wrong with God's people? They don't pray through. They don't seek God. They don't call upon his name. The Bible says, call on me and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. America does not call for themselves. America prays for the other people. They're missed right. But we need to start praying that our own hearts will be true with God, that God can use us. But our hearts is not right with God, God cannot use us. Sorry, that's the way it is. God wants us to be above reproach with him, then he can use you mightily, that you might be a glorious power that God will use to get someone touched from heaven. When you pray and you have a rightful heart, it moves the powers of God to the place that the one saved can get saved. And when you stay right with God, you can pray for the sick and they're going to recover. When you get where you should be, you can pray for those that need healing and they're going to be healed. And you have a right to that place, because God wants each one of us to be a prayer warrior and be able to have our prayers get higher than where we sit. Our prayers should be heavenly. Not we sit on those prayers. Many of God's people sit on their prayers and they stare there, and they're staring just to be seen and heard. And that God doesn't want to be seen or heard, but he wants us to have influence from heaven. We need to have a spiritual influence on heaven, that God people are going to be set free. God will call us the middle of the night, go into your inner closet and say a great word that God has upon you, and it's not to be shared with no one, but through that prayer that you do in your closet, because your heart is right with God, it moves heaven. It will move the hearts of that one that you're praying for, and God moves upon you to do that, because that one needs to be set free. It's not for you to go around and gossip about it later on or say anything about it slanderously, but you will do that as in the will of God. You will perform these acts by the will of God, out of the love of your own heart toward him, loving that one, preferring that one, even that little brother has done great insult to you. Don't let it take you down that place that you want that happen. Share that they might have bad luck. You want them to have God's blessing. And that's what we need to learn. We have to pray that our hearts is continually right. That we don't have to have revenge. We want to have love. We want to lift up. We have a way of blessing one another. Too much this nation that we're living in, said the Spirit of God, is those that are walking in revenge. Someone does them wrong, and they pray against that one, and they do great things, and their prayers are shortened. Their prayers and their own heart physically is losing. Their heart is hardening. And very surely those hearts will start being very judgmental. Those hearts will come and say, this is so-and-so, like there was in the Bible days when the Pharisees, the Sadducees went and judging Jesus the same way. The day they really do it the same way, we go in our church groups, said the Spirit of God, and you judge one another, and you pray for them, but you want the people to know that you're a little bit higher than that one that you're praying for, that you're a little bit better than that one you're praying for. And God says, you have little faith, why do you pray this way? You need to learn to lift up others because you love to them, that you love it for God. You want to be a servant of God. You no longer want to be a spokesman that someone will show off how godly you are, but you will have the love of God in you. And no one has to show you off no longer because God is in you. And they will not even come against you because God is in you. We need to get God and the Spirit of God in your heart in such a way that God is just in you, totally in you. God is real and God is forever faithful. God's eyes are over those people. For I, the Lord thy God, have seen many this night. Yea, there's many this night who have once known me. And many this night have once had my powers in their being. But this night I see them as actually spiritual failures. But they don't see that failing. I say many of these, they see themselves as a haughty person. And the enemy has tricked them to a way that they're seeing darkness as light. But it's taken them in such a slow way. The grip of sin is in their life in such a powerful way that they're losing out that once love that they had of me. That true love that they have not that love no longer. They go have a form of godliness, but they deny my power thereof. My word declares, from such turn away from. And I say this day, if thou shalt join ranks with those who come against my spirit, I say, very shortly, thou wilt be dismissed in my spirit also. I say, birds together, fly together. And I say, when you want to be, I'm calling for a people that will separate themselves from sin, that they will adjust themselves the way the hard road, and I say many people say the road is too hard, but I say it's the easy way if you go my way. I say the way of wrong is terrible. The way of wrong brings judgment. And I say even though this lifetime, if I would live all this your years and you would not be found out, I say at that day when you stand before me, you'll find out that you're a failure then. And you've lived your whole life in a lie. You've lived in a falseness. I'm looking for people who will be above reproach this day, that they will be walking in my glory, that I shall anoint them, I shall strengthen them, and I shall bring healing to their vessels, to their bodies. I, the Lord thy God, am going to move mightily in the last moments I'm here. So I say, look up, my beloved. I'm going to move mightily to those that believe. For those who believe, you're going to see great and mighty things. For those who cannot believe, you're not going to see very much. But I say, for those that can believe mightily, you're going to believe what you receive. What you believe in, you're going to get. God's here, saying the Spirit of God, to help you, to strengthen this night, to fortify you from heaven. Be not slack concerning God's promises, for God loves you. God's here to bless you. God's here to anoint you with His Savior, the Jesus. The power of darkness has no longer His grip in your life, that you can be set free. The Spirit of God can be alive and real in you forevermore. Father, we just give you praise, glory, and honor. I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for that pardon. I pray that you'd bless all these this night that need a special touch. I pray for America this night. I pray for those who have fell asleep. Many like Samson fell asleep. They cut off his power. And that's what America's doing tonight. You're showing me right this. People are asleep. And the enemy is cutting off the power. and they have no power, that they're losing their charisma of the Spirit of God, and it's no longer there. We can't nibble around in sin and expect not to get burnt. We got to abstain from the powers of darkness. The powers of darkness has a stain. The powers of darkness has a minus that will put you up as minus toward heaven. We need the Spirit of God. We need to have the Savior, the Spirit of God, be real, alive forevermore. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing. I pray that you anoint your people in a mighty way. Father, I pray for our president, our vice president. I pray for our armies and our all the part of America this day. I pray, Lord God, for Israel. I pray for peace for Israel. I pray for Lebanon. I pray for all that the warfare is going on. And I know your coming is very soon. Help us that we might be prepared for tomorrow, that we might be ready. A year ago, we know that Katrina came through as a great whirlwind come upon New Orleans, and it's been a year later. Father God, I know that you're telling us that we must be prepared. We must be ready because you're coming. You're coming soon. We pray for a mighty blessing on our nation this night, and we pray in Jesus' wonderful name. Father, just pray that you'll bless your people. Bless every name. Bless your people mightily. In Jesus' name.